Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Steve Wing, reading my poem, 10 Charms Against the Future. That day on the trail when we caught the scent of huckleberries, as though someone around the bend had opened the door to an oven full of pies. The time we climbed so high we could see in the morning a cloud rising from the meadow, where it had settled for the night as frost. The hike to Mission Falls when we grew so thirsty with such a long way to go. We came to a cliff with an overflow of brilliant moss interweaving water, and the rest of us reached out for handfuls of the ripe drops, scooping and slurping away. But Handy applied his face directly to the green and silver wall and was just gone for a while. When he finally unlatched and licked his lips, we heard him sigh, Mother Nature's tit. The call of a great horned owl when I was running in the park before sunrise, a call floating near, then drifting away. Still, as I ran under a low branch and turned towards home, I wasn't prepared for my hair to be stirred by what must have been the merest breath of a wingtip. The summer midnight when Gary went skateboarding down Going to the Sun Road in Glacier Park, Robbie following in his Chevy, lighting Gary's path through the switchbacks and then lighting Gary's wipeout. After he picked Gary up off the road, lighting the grizzly rearing up around the next curve before barreling into the brush. We always wondered what that collision would have been like. Gary whirling around the bend to embrace in the dark the enormous bristle and stink of the bear. The late waterfall we saw from the road, the one that had dwindled into a downward trending dampness on the rocks. The walk we took through the dusty woods not far from town, when we discovered in a clearing a heap of glittering shards, the shotgun blasted remains of bowling trophies. The morning at the overlook, when I saw the perfect inversion, a clear slice of air floating on the city's smoky understory. Why, it looked as if you could grease your feet and slide for miles. The night we couldn't sleep, and the wind rose and kept blowing until we wondered if the wind might take the place of sleep. The wind seemed to make a shining sound. The summer afternoon, we were teased by a scatter of drops, cold as zeros on sun-salted skin, startling as spots pilfered from a leopard. That evening, the real rain began. After a while, we weren't so much listening to rain on the roof as to the roof holding back the rain, whispering, shelter, shelter, shelter. That was 10 Charms Against the Waterfall, written by me, Steve Wing.